to the Exec MBA podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So on this episode of the Exec MBA podcast, I'd like to feature a conversation I recently recorded with Lottie Carr. Lottie is Director for Global Executive Programs with our Center for Global Initiatives at Darden, and she, in addition to being an incredibly interesting person and a world traveler, works closely with students in our Executive MBA program on facilitating global experiences. And I thought for those of you who are curious about global residencies and what exactly those entail and where do we travel in the world with our Executive Format students, what are students doing on these trips, I thought you'd really enjoy hearing from Lottie. She has a wealth of experience, has worked closely with our Executive Format population for a number of years, and has a real keen insight on the global aspects of our Executive MBA program. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Lottie Carr. Lottie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brett.
All right. So for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What do you do here at Darden? How do you support our Executive Format students?
Here at Darden, I am working with Executive MBA students on the global experiences here at Darden. I do everything from logistics, programming. I'm also a co-faculty on the global leadership experiences during the global residencies with the students.
So, yeah, you have been able to travel the world with our Executive Format students. You originally started with our GEMBA program back when it was 6 2-week residencies, and now you work closely in the Executive MBA program with students as they travel. What's your favorite thing about traveling with the students?
As you said, I was able to travel quite a bit with the executive students, and I've been in many of the locations now repeatedly. But what I really like is when I travel with students, each group of the students, this is their maybe first time. And so seeing the country again with them, but through their eyes, and seeing how they experience the country that I maybe saw before, but they have completely new experiences, and they bring their own life and their own stories. And I love to experience that every single time because that makes my experience new.
So you have traveled extensively. How many countries have you been to? Rough estimate.
A rough estimate, about 30.
30?
Yes.
And we always tell students, don't worry, Lottie will help you figure everything out. And you're originally from the Czech Republic.
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Czechoslovakia, and then the country changed name to Czech Republic.
And so what brought you to Darden?
So I came to Charlottesville because it was voted the place number one to live. And that's what I did. And I moved here with my husband-to-be from New York City. We were just kind of done with Manhattan, and we decided we want to live in a beautiful place. And when we moved here 14 years ago, we thought, oh, we will be here for 3 to 5 years. It's going to be 14 this fall, and we love every single minute of it. What brought me to Darden was there was a opening for the position where I am now in. I applied, and the original director for the GEMBA program, Larry Mueller, thought that I could do a great job, and I got hired.
But your background originally is physical therapy?
That is correct. Yeah. And that means when I travel with the students, I can take care of them. Meaning, I will listen to you, I will understand what you're going through, and I will be very compassionate because that is my background.
So that's a great way of putting it, because you do hear the students talk about, you know, one of the reasons why you bond when you travel is everybody's outside their comfort zone. And some of these places you visit, you know, there's an intensity there. You're experiencing things that are very different in your everyday reality. You've been, you know, traveled extensively. Personally, you traveled on both these global residencies as well as Darden Worldwide courses. Any favorite memories? Anything that stands out for you?
Some of my favorite memories are from the Darden Worldwide courses. Recently, I was able to go to Argentina and experience the wine country in Mendoza, and seeing the leaves turning red on the vineyards with the snow-covered Andes in the background. That was absolutely beautiful. My other wonderful experience is when I traveled with students to India and experience how students see India. I absolutely enjoy India, but India is not for everybody. And seeing how students will deal with the culture, with the smell, with the taste, with everything that goes there on the streets. And then when we visit the companies, in our culture experiences, that's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. I will say this is a Lottie Carr story. One of the stories that I think this is an aside for our listeners. So Lottie was in Argentina. And then Lottie was at our graduation picnic and flew from Argentina. Time difference, you know, thousands and thousands of miles, and showed up at the graduation picnic for our class of 2018. So if you're wondering about Lottie's commitment to our students, not only does she travel the world with our students, she also travels the world to be there for our students on what's, you know, obviously a wonderful time for them as they're wrapping up their time here at Darden. So you've been around exec students for a while, and you know about the global opportunities that are available to them. You know, we have listeners at home who are puzzling over IMBA versus GIMBA. Mm-hmm. Why would somebody choose GIMBA? What's the pitch you would make for why GIMBA?
The pitch for GIMBA, and remember, if you will be GIMBA, you will spend a lot of time with me. So that's pitch number one. Number two, and to be more serious, the GIMBA program will really give you the overview of the world in a big picture, because you will visit 3 different continents. You will visit Brazil, Western Europe, China, and India. But you will also see the thread of our courses that will connect the different teachings between the countries. If you are GIMBA, you will understand how the labor works for automotive companies in Brazil. But then you will see what automatization does for the same labor in China, and then you will experience what labor means in India and how these things connect together. What I really enjoy about it is that as the GIMBAs travel through the program, they actually start understanding those connections. And on the first trip, everybody's on the same playing field. But by the trip number 2 or 3, you will see the GIMBAs are raising their hands. They start making the connections. They start being the leaders in the group. So if you can, and if your time and work allows you, I would strongly suggest you consider GIMBA.
So it's the program, the executive MBA format, global executive MBA format, 70% the same. 30% difference, for those of you wondering, and just sort of new to learning about Darden, 30% difference is really the 3 additional global residencies our GIMBA format students participate in. Both options are global. Our IMBA format students participate in 1 global residency, potentially an opportunity for a second, although that's going to depend on space and availability. So you know you're going to do 1. Our GIMBA format students participate in 4 global residencies. Those are week-long trips. Currently, we go to Brazil, China, Western Europe, and India, as Lottie noted. And, the schedule is really the biggest difference, right? So at a high level, GIMBA is more weeks. You have 3 more week-long experiences, whereas IMBA tends to be more weekends, right? Mm-hmm. So if you think about it that way. I will say this as a positive story for our class of 2020, largest executive MBA class we've ever had, but also the most GIMBA format students. So Lottie, what's been your impression? You've probably gotten to know some of the GIMBA students thus far. You've probably talked to them a little bit. Their first global residency is around the corner, right? They're going to head to Brazil in November.
That's right. The first week in November, we will go with the class of 2020 to Brazil. The students are very excited. And as I said, first residency, it's the equal opportunity for the MBAs and GIMBAs, because both of them, there will be their first residency. But I feel the GIMBAs, from the beginning, they knew they will be going to Brazil. So I think they feel a little bit more prepared, because the moment they said they going to be GIMBA, they knew all day 4 residencies. For the MBAs, you will have a sign up where you can set your preferences, but we try to honor your first or second choice on your preferences. Yeah. We can't always confirm the first choice.
That's right. That's right. And that typically goes out in the summer to the incoming students. Typically in June, we'll send out that survey and ask you to rank preference the four trips that are available. We've recently gone to South Africa in the past couple of years, so the trips can change. So South Africa replaced Brazil. Brazil has since replaced South Africa. Mm-hmm. But that is exciting, you know, the fact that these are not necessarily set in stone.
Yeah. And global residencies are just one part of your global experience here at Darden. We also offer a Darden Worldwide courses, and those are available in your second year, in your elective quarters, which are in January and March of your second year. And some of the trips that we organized for the students or offered to the students were to South Africa, Argentina, Australia, Japan, Brazil, Cuba. But we also tell students, if you find an 18 best friends from your class, we will organize a trip to whatever location you want and make it educational, send our best faculty with you. So if somebody comes with, oh, I would love to go to Vietnam, or I am really interested in Russia, we can do that as well.
So your advice to students that have been sort of fly on the wall sometimes as you're advising students on their global opportunities here at Darden and thinking about, I'm an MBA format student. I know I want to go on one global residency. Do you think I should add a second global residency if I can? Should I look to do an elective? You know, what's your advice there?
Okay, so what I would say, it really depends. So the global residencies, I would say, are a little bit harder than global electives. During the global residency, you will actually have two core courses plus global leadership experience. So you will get 4.5 credits during that quarter. It's a global residency actually covers between the distance and global trip. It covers the whole quarter. If you go for a Darden Worldwide course, it is a course that it's pretty much in 1 week. You leave on Saturday, you come back on Saturday, and that is your course. It is 1.5 credit. It is available during the elective period, and you will get pretty deep insights about a country where you're going in that 1 week. There will be no core courses. There will be no other things. It will be just meeting with speakers, going to companies, culture experiences, just total immersion into the country. So it really depends what you prefer. As an MBA, you will always get the one global residency. And then depending on how many spaces we have, there might be an opportunity for second. But the Darden Worldwide courses are always available to you.
Well, students always ask us, you know, I'm on a global residency. What am I doing while I'm there, right? And we say, like, well, about half the time you're in class, about half the time you're out of class. And the out-of-class portion, you know, can vary from year to year as we go to these locations. We leverage different relationships. You always try to do some cultural things. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, what takes place on a global residency.
So what do we usually tell students? Global residency has a very regular structure. We start on Sunday and we start with classes in the morning, and in the afternoon we usually have some tour or culture experience. And then Monday and Tuesday in the mornings we are in the classes. And classes doesn't mean you just do cases. We also can have a visiting speakers. And in the afternoon we will be visiting companies. On Wednesday, we usually transfer between the two cities, because in each global residencies, we visit two different cities. And on Thursday and Friday, again, mornings are either cases or speakers, and afternoons, it's either company visits or culture. We also have two fabulous opening and closing dinners. And then you have the rest of the evenings you have for studying your cases and your own exploration.
So a very full schedule. I think that's what we always tell people. And of course, you know, people will add on side trips. It's been fun. We always have a Facebook group for the incoming students, and even for the 2020s, they have not yet gone to Brazil, but there's already been planning as to what, you know, I'm getting here, I'm getting there on X date, I'm planning to do this thing, you know, I'm thinking about going to Argentina or Chile while I'm down there, mm-hmm. you know, anybody else want to come? And we know that definitely goes on for all of the other trips. So, well, Lottie, thank you so much for being here on the podcast. It's always great to hear your expertise and to share a little bit more about the global experiences that are available to our executive format students.
Thank you, Brett.
And that was my conversation with Lottie Carr, Director for Global Executive Programs with our Center for Global Initiatives. Of course, as always, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, we are all ears. We can be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. Until next time, thanks for listening.